This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Israeli troops and tanks are pushing deeper into Gaza, advancing on two sides of the territory's main city. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Israeli troops and armor are expanding their assault into the northern and central Gaza Strip. Video obtained by the Associated Press appears to show an Israeli bulldozer and tank in central Gaza blocking the territory's main north-south highway that the military told Palestinians to use to escape the expanding ground offensive. When asked about the video, Israeli military spokesman Rear Admiral Daniel Hogari said he would not comment on specific deployments. The UN and medical staff are expressing fears over airstrikes hitting closer to hospitals in northern Gaza, where tens of thousands of Palestinians have sought shelter alongside thousands of wounded. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Most residents of Gaza got their phone and internet service back yesterday after an Israeli bombing knocked it out. The war started October 7th when Hamas attacked Israel. And this is just in. Hamas has just released a video that supposedly shows three women hostages captured during its October 7th attack on Israel. Grieving residents of Maine are remembering the 18 people killed last week by a gunman who was later found dead after apparently killing himself. As mourners gathered last night, the Reverend Todd Little of the First United Pentecostal Church in Lewiston said this.
Fear, anxiety, and trepidation will not dictate our present or our future.
Regulators are telling Southwest Airlines that it didn't do enough to help stranded travelers when it canceled thousands of flights last December. Southwest could be fined. Gas is $3.49 a gallon as you start your work week. This is AP News. Now to the auto workers' strike.
The UAW escalates its strike against GM, hitting the automaker's largest U.S. plant after reaching tentative deals with Ford and Jeep maker Stellantis. GM's Spring Hill, Tennessee plant makes the electric Cadillac Lyriq, among other vehicles and engines for other plants. Meanwhile, local Ford union presidents voted unanimously Sunday to endorse the tentative contract. UAW President Sean Fain.
For every member, the money will be significant. For many members, it will be life-changing.
It gives Ford workers a 25% wage increase over the life of the 4.5-year contract and other benefits, along with a $5,000 bonus once passed.
This contract is about more than just economic gains for auto workers. It's a turning point.
I'm Julie Walker.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.